ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Do you ever get one of those days when nothing goes right? I had one recently. During an interview on Woman's Hour, I picked up the wrong notes and told thousands of housewives to hoist their Shannons over their fastnets. If any of them are listening at present, you can let go now, ladies. On the island, certain events are occurring which will ensure that number one has one of those days too.
Good morning, Heather.
Good afternoon, Leslie.
Hey? You know, steady on. I'm not as late as all that. I mean, it's only,
Well?
Good afternoon, Heather. Is number one about?
Yes, about to do his nut. He's been looking for you.
Well, he can't have looked far. I've been in bed all the time. Yes. Why didn't he wake me up?
Well, he couldn't. Nobody ever can.
It's just a sign of a contented mind. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Oh, no. Your mind couldn't be otherwise. It's never awake long enough.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
There you are, old fruit.
Oh, lummy, it's the captain. Have you had a good morning's fishing, sir?
Don't be ridiculous, old chap. I never have a good morning's fishing. The afternoons are a complete write-up as well, usually.
Oh, cheer up, sir. You never know your luck, you know.
That's where you're wrong, old socks. I do. It's shocking. Last time I caught anything, it was a pair of old boots, you know.
Oh, they might have come in handy, sir.
Oh, they did. They were mine, old socks. Yes, I knocked them over the side, trying to get a big fella, you know. Had to squelch all the way home. The dye came out of my socks. I had bright blue tootsies for a week.
Well, at least they made a change, sir. Huh?
Yeah, but they didn't suit me ankles a bit. It wasn't me, you know.
Excuse me, sir, but did you want to see number one?
Why, has he got blue tootsies as well? I see what you're getting at me, old flower. Yes, I do want to see him. I've got a complaint.
Oh, Buzzard, there's the blower.
What?
I mean, oh, Blazard, there's the boozer.
Yes. Yes, well, don't fight it, old fruit. I'll go.
Oh, so you've got up at last. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, old sport.
Oh, good gracious. I'm sorry, sir. I thought it was Mr. Phillips.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I can go back to bed again then. Good night.
No, sir. No, wait. Did you want to see me?
See you? Oh, yes, I did, yes. I've got a serious complaint.
Really, sir? What is it?
My tootsies are bright blue. No. That can't be right. Think again, head. Think again. Oh, they must have something else. There was something else.
Well, I should have thought bright blue tootsies were enough.
Well, it won't happen again, you know. I've boiled them now.
Boiled your tootsies?
No. My socks, you fool. You really ought to listen to a chap, you know. It's well worth it because, my word, I come out with them at times.
You do indeed, sir.
Yes. Well, now, what's this complaint of yours? I must say you're not looking so good.
Oh, no, I'm fine, sir.
No, you're not, you know. No, you definitely look a bit green about the gills, old suet. Yeah. Better than looking blue about the tootsies, of course, but I'd have a word with the M.O. if I were you.
No, really, sir, there's no need for the M.O. to look at me. I'm perfectly all right.
Oh, well, you better have a look at him, then. He's in a shocking state. Been taking his own tablets, probably. Off you go.
Yeah, but I've got so much to do.
Oh, that's all right. Phillips can cope.
You're joking, of course, sir. If I left him in charge, we'd be sunk.
Yeah, we would. Sunk? Good gracious, I've just remembered what I came in for. Have you got any sticking plaster, old top?
Sticking plaster?
Yes, my boat's got a leak. Oh, not that it matters now. It probably went down ages ago. Wagglers and all.
You better have a word with the chief, sir. He'll fix you up.
Good man, and you better have a word with the M.O. See if he can fix you up. Good gracious, you do look rough.
Oh, and I feel fine, sir. At least I did.
Yeah. Well, go and chat to him anyway, old Jampot. He gets pretty lonely, you know, sitting there in the sick bay just counting his bandages, you know.
Oh, very well, sir.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Strip to the waist.
Oh, never mind, sir. It's too cold. I'll come back when the sun's out.
I do. I'm busy with number one, anyway.
Well, Doctor? Well, what do you think, Doc? What's the verdict, Doctor?
Oh, dear. Extraordinary.
It's not serious, is it?
Serious? No. 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 I wouldn't say serious exactly. No.
Well, that's cheered me tremendously.
I thought it would. No sense in starting a panic before the last minute, what?
I wouldn't know. I've been a physical wreck for the last hour.
Well, I'm sorry to have kept you on the old tent hooks, but this has been rather a ticklish diagnosis, you know.
Really? Well, what's the result of your diagnosis, Doc?
Crystal clear, old chap. I'm hopelessly baffled.
Would you like a second opinion?
No, thanks. I'm none too keen on the one I've got. Fascinating. I had a similar case when I was at Scarpa, I remember. I was about to give up when I had a brainwave.
Well, you cured him eventually, then?
Well, not exactly, no. I had the poor blighter drafted. It didn't help him much, but it kept my book straight.
I suppose if he'd been a bit older, you could have shoved him on the retirement list.
I say, I never thought of that. How old are you?
Not old enough for that.
Oh, pity. Tell you what, I think I'll keep you in sick bay for a bit. Place needs airing, anyway. Come in. Strip to the waist.
No, sir, no. No, if you don't mind, I'll set this one out. I just wanted some sticking plaster.
Sticking plaster?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, has the captain's boat sprung a leak again?
Yeah, and about the size of a kudo, sir.
Oh, well, help yourself.
Thanks very much, sir.
And make sure you take the waterproof stuff this time, or she'll sink and we'll have all that guff about bright blue tootsies again.
No, it's all right. He's boiled them.
Good gracious me, I never thought of doing that. I've tried everything else to get the wretched stuff off.
I think number one meant that the captain's boiled his socks, sir. Not his tootsies.
I hope. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, just as well. I mean, I've got a lot of gear here, but I don't remember seeing a tootsie boiler.
Yeah, well, if ever you need one, I'm sure I could lay me hands on a second-hand one, and I'll let you have it at a very reasonable price.
You never miss a chance, do you, Chief?
Well, I pride myself that I'm always willing to lend an helping hand, sir.
Yes, in somebody else's pocket.
Oh, wow. Could you say a thing like that, sir? That hurt, sir. That did. That hurt. E-R-T hurt.
Well, you mean I've cut you to the K-W-I key quick.
The K-W-I key core kit. Even quicker than that, sir. Quicker than that. However, sir, I shall make allowances. It's your ear in sick bay and therefore not your usual self, sir.
Oh, I'm not, Chief, no.
Well, what exactly seems to be the matter, sir?
Well, as near as I can judge, I've got an attack of the... Oh, dear.
Ooh. Ooh, that's nasty, sir. Ooh, it's very hard to shake off the... Oh, dear, sir.
Hey, say, how did you know?
Well, a mate of mine got him when he was at Scarpa. He never got rid of him until he was drafted away from the raving nit who was treating him, sir.
Chief.
Yes, sir?
Unless you want several sudden inoculations in unexpected places, you'd better Scarpa yourself.
Hey? What, him? Oh, blimey, it's a small world, isn't it? I'll be on sit-up the figs for a month now.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
Strip to the... Wait outside. I really must watch that.
Well, could I be there at the time?
Chief.
Chief, you better get back to the office and tell Mr. Phillips that he'll be acting number one for a day or two.
Right. Weeks, probably. Well, we'll start off with three of these little chaps today and see what happens.
What are they?
Search me. 90% chalk, probably.
Yeah, well, what's the other 10%, sir?
Goodness knows. Glue, I suppose. Got to hold them together somehow.
Yeah, well, good luck. I hope you soon get better, number one, sir. But if you're going to do any reading, I should stick to short stories if you want to know the end. That is.
Thank you, Chief. You're such a comfort.
Now then, take a letter, Renchasen.
What did you say?
I wasn't listening. I'm far too busy.
Oh, yes, I was forgetting. This temporary responsibility must be a terrible strain.
Well, a chap's got to put his weight, you know.
Quite, but he doesn't have to chuck it about quite so much.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I'm not the sort that, You're coming the old acid with Leslie, aren't you?
Only a vatful. You know, ever since you've had to take over from Mr. Murray, you've been stalking about like a sea lord looking for promotion.
I didn't know you knew any sea lords. You might mention my name next time you, Oh. Oh, very well. If that's the attitude, take a letter, Renchasen.
Certainly, Admiral Phillips.
I shall ignore that. Dear Commander Poby, this is to inform you that I shall be acting as number one during the sick leave of Lieutenant Murray. Would you please let me know if this meets with your approval as soon as possible? Hello, Sir Lieutenant Phillips.
This is Commander Poby. What the blazes is this nonsense about you acting as number one over there?
Blimey, that letter got there in a hurry.
Letter? What letter? I haven't had any letter. I just phoned Chief Petty Officer Pertwin. He told me the terrible news.
What do you mean about number one having the Oh, dears.
No, about you acting as number one, clot.
But I'm not acting, sir. I am a number one clot. I am the number one, you clod. Straight in again.
A very understandable mistake for once, Mr. Phillips. Now then, I'm very tied up here, so...
Not half as tied up as I usually am. Cool.
Will you let me finish for once? I can't get over right now.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
What?
I said that's stricken me with grief.
I doubt that.
So do I, actually, sir. I mean, when will you be coming over, sir?
As soon as I possibly can, in the next day or so. In the meantime, if anything comes up that looks a bit tricky to handle...
Yes, sir?
Please do the service a favor and leave it alone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, aye, aye, sir. Hello? Oh, he's hung up. Funny how people always do that to me.
Well, they have to, otherwise the conversation would keep going as long as the electricity lasted.
Yes, I'm a bit of a natter bags, aren't I?
They don't come any baggier. What did Commander Poby want?
Well, you know, it's a strange thing, Heather. He seems terribly concerned about my acting as the number one. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, would you?
Well, I could try.
I can't get over it. Fancy old Thunderguts worrying about my being overworked.
Are you sure you got that right?
Yes. He said he's coming over as soon as he can to help me do the service a favor.
Now, I'm sure you've got it wrong.
Well, I can't sit about here all day. Duty calls, you know. Duty calls.
Leslie.
What?
Play safe. Don't answer.
Yes, perhaps you're right. I shall only drop her, No, I've got to do the rounds. I'm going down to the stores. In the meantime, I want that buzzer fixed.
Why, what's wrong with it?
It's not loud enough.
Well, you always used to complain it was too loud.
Well, I wasn't acting as number one then. Makes a difference, you know. Oh, well, room, chum. Leslie's going walkies.
Really?
Yes, really. And I'll go down to the stores and chase the chief up for a start.
Well, do you think that's wise? I mean, if you're going to go on asking for it like this, I have a feeling you're going to need Pertwee on your side eventually.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Maybe I am overdoing it a bit.
Overdoing it? You've done it to a turn. Comic turn at that.
Go on, Uncle Ebenezer. Tell us that bit about what's going to happen to the chief again. I enjoyed that.
Well, according to what I heard from another relative of ours, he's all set for a nice long spell of foreign service.
All right, you evil-looking birds of prey. Pertwee hasn't been prized out of here yet. How did this relative get wind of this disaster call anyway?
He didn't get wind of it. He started it. He put you on the draft.
Eh? Well, it's treason. That's what it is. It's treason. I'll have him drummed out of the family for this. What did he want to do a thing like that for?
He was the one you sold the gold watch to.
So what? It was a genuine half hunter?
Oh, it was a half hunter, all right. He's still hunting for the other half.
Yeah, I had a watch like that once. It ticked, but it didn't talk. Sounded like a kangaroo with a limp.
I'll jump on you in a minute. So put that in your pouch and smoke it.
Now then,
how am I going to get off this flaming draft?
Well, you could always volunteer for it.
Volunteer? How would that help?
Well, knowing you, they'd be certain you were up to something and have you offered to be on the safe side.
But it's a bit too risky. Their curiosity might get the better of them.
How do you mean?
Well, they might send me, just to find out what I was up to.
How about shooting yourself?
Oh, thanks very much. After you. You're a fat lot of help, you two are.
Well, think of it this way, Chief. It's not that we want to lose you, but we think you ought to go.
Yeah, I'd noticed. Let's see. Now, I've got to think. Oh, no, I've got it. I'll tell you what. I'll have a nasty attack of the twinging screws again. Yeah. You can't draft a bloke with the twinging screws, you know.
You can if the bloke has had the twinging screws just before every draft for the last 10 years.
Yeah, you could be right. Perhaps I would act. Perhaps the twinging screws do need a new twist.
Twisting screws. You never had them before, have you?
That's not what I meant, you steaming great grease ball. All right, think. I know. I'll have whatever it is number one has. Only worse.
Yeah, I wondered how long it'd be before you thought of that one.
The snag is, what's he got? I don't even know where it hurts or how much.
Ah, tricky, you see.
Oh, well, I'll just tell the M.O. on the sort who prefers to grin and bear it.
Well, it might work, I suppose.
And just in case it doesn't, you better let me know where everything's hidden. No sense in letting the business go out of the family, you know.
It's already gone, mate. Abel Seaman Johnson's taken over here. Couple of months of running this lot and I'll be able to set up my mum minim business.
Then you'd better make it a liniminiminiment shop. Well, you're going to need a lot of it by the time I finish with you.
Well, I'd never get it on the labels.
What?
My mum minis liniminiminiment.
Then why don't you buy a bigger bottle, bun yourself in it and cork up?
Yeah, perhaps it's all a mistake. Maybe you're not really on the draft at all.
I'm on it and in it. Yeah, old Pundergut's rang up earlier and told me.
Oh, that must have been a labour of love, all right.
Yeah, I rather got that impression myself, that's so, yeah. In fact, he's gone so far as to say that he's coming over here to give me a copy of the draft order personally.
Oh, isn't that nice of him?
No, mate, it isn't. He just makes flaming sure I'll get the perisher.
But couldn't he have popped it in the post?
He's tried that before. He always gets it back marked not known.
Yeah. A very poor postal service, Johnson. Yeah. They've also tried everything else, including smoke signals and a homing pigeon.
I bet that was the week we had pigeon pie and all.
Yeah, very likely. But the fact remains that John Z has got to be on the sick list before Thunderguts turns up.
Well, how would it be if I threw my harmonium minimum at you and broke one or two of your legs?
No. No, very unwise, that'd be, Johnson. Very unwise indeed, because if you chuck so much as a quaver at me, I'll play Auld Lang Syne on your podgy bonk with me crutches.
I'll be B-flat.
Yeah, you'll be B-flat. By the time I finish with it, you'll be B-flat, all right, yeah. Now then, go on. Go on, flatter off. Go on. Storm a poor, stricken Pertwee totter down to the sick bay. Reported a nasty attack of the unfortunates.
With a yum pom tiddly and a roundelay, an onion a day keeps the patients away. With a yum pom, come in if you've got the strength to turn the handle.
Excuse me, sir. Could I see you for a minute?
Certainly. Strip to the waist.
No, sir. No, I don't think that's necessary, sir.
Oh, what seems to be the trouble, eh? You look fit enough to me.
I know I may do, sir, but I'm not, sir. I'm not fit enough. I might I might look all right to you now, sir. But you don't know at what cost, sir. I mean, I just don't want to give way in front of the lads, sir. That's what I don't want to do. It's not good for them to see a superior idiot officer succumbing to the agonisation, sir. No.
Jolly noble of you. You had me fooled.
What, already? Oh, no, Arnie. I see what you mean. Yes, yes. Yes.
Now then, where does it hurt most?
Where does it hurt most? Yeah. It's a good question. Just a minute, sir. Yeah, well, it's sort of all over, sir. You know what I mean? It's all over the pain. The pain sort of darts, sir.
Darts?
Yes, sir. It caught me a fork in one of the double 19s just now.
Oh, nasty. Getting it in the double tops is bad enough, but in the double...
Murder, sir! It's murder, that's what it is. Murder. Do you know... Do you happen to know what Mr. Murray's got?
Not the foggiest, no.
Well, there's two of us got it now, so that doubles your chances of finding out, doesn't it?
I doubt it. Fascinating. I've got him on 2 tablespoonfuls after food an hour.
Any change?
Yes, he's off his food. Now then, let's see. Your pulse seems to be all right.
It's fooling you, sir. He don't know when to give up.
C99.
Why?
Eh?
Well, why 99?
Well, dashed if I know. Why, good a number as any, I suppose.
Yeah, something sound better than a dart and the double 19s, anyway. 99.
Yes, I'll give you some pills for that. What colour would you like, eh? Makes no difference. None of them will do a blind bit of good, but they're fun to chew.
You don't understand, sir. I can't carry on, sir. I should be in sick bay, sir.
Good gracious me, no. What you need is a change. A long sea voyage, perhaps.
A long sea voyage? That's what I'm going to get if I don't get in that sick bay, sir.
Do you a power of good. Oh, I envy you. Nothing quite like serving at sea, you know. The thrill of a fine ship under your feet. The taste of salt in the air and a fine company of men about you. No, there's just nothing like it.
How long since you were at sea, sir?
Me? Oh, I've never been.
Doc. Hey, Doc, is that the chief?
Yes, it is. Why?
Don't tell him I want to see him. It's urgent.
Well, it's strictly against regulations. But in you go, chief.
Thanks, Mike. Cheer him up. All right, sir. When I come back, I'll try and have a fresh lot of symptomaticals for you.
Do.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hungry. That idiot's had me on nothing but glasses of water for 2 days.
Blimey. How do you feel?
Like a very thin cistern.
Yeah, I can imagine. You look a bit flushed. Tell me, sir. Do you mind telling me something, sir? A little personal, sir, but where does it hurt? I've got to know, quick.
Why?
Why? Now, there you are. Well, I don't know which bit of you to say. What a shame about.
I see. I'll believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
Yeah, millions, probably.
Well, it's odd, really. It seems to be sort of all over, but worst of all...
Yes.
It's a kind of stabbing pain in the double 19.
Isn't it marvelous? My very symptomaticals, exactly, and the MO tells me all I want's a sea voyage.
Ah, you're trying to get into the sick bay, are you? What have you been up to this time?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all. It's just that I'm temporarily frantic.
I've never known a time when you weren't.
Well, that's it, sir, you see. It's the strain, sir. My nerves are all shot to pieces, sir. Look at him. I mean, I've kept going as long as I could for the sake of the service, sir. But there's a limit to human endurance. But rather than risk failing the flag, I've got to admit defeat.
Oh, do shut up.
Yes.
I'm the one we're supposed to be saying what a shame about.
Yeah, well, why don't the MO pull up a bed for Pertwee, then?
No idea. Perhaps you haven't got the spots.
The spots?
Yes. Mind you, I'm none too sure he's noticed them yet, and I don't like to tell him.
Well, why haven't ever not, sir?
Well, he might cut out the glasses of water, too.
This way, sir.
Come, Bummer!
Blimey, that sounds like old Thundergut.
It is old Thundergut.
Yes, sir.
No!
Oh,
Come on, Pirate. I wish you wouldn't creep up on people like that.
I've been trying to creep up on every one of you for years.
As we had noticed, sir. I don't think you ought to disturb.
Number one. What's all this nonsense I hear about you lounging about in bed all day?
Oh, that's not him, sir. That's me. You see, my alarm... Oh.
You know, I'm sure I shouldn't have as many visitors as this, I hope.
No, you're absolutely right, sir. You're quite right, sir. I'll be going.
Not so fast, Chief. Before you vanish off the face of the earth, I want to make sure you've got this.
Well, I'd rather not, sir, if you don't mind. I never take bits of paper from strangers. The MO says it's unhygienical, sir.
This is your draft notice, Chief. And you'll find it contains full instructions as to where you join your new ship. She sails tomorrow.
Not exactly overdoing the embarkation leave, are you, sir?
Yeah, I see you chaps gangway.
Really, Doctor, do you have to...
I see how absolutely astounding. My diagnosis is right. He's got spots.
Spots?
Yes. I was doing a few tests just to pass the time when, what do you know?
Measles.
Measles?
You mean I haven't got the... Dear dears, after all.
No, it's a pity, but there it is. Measles.
That's it. That's it. You can't ship me out now. I'm a contact. Look, I've touched him. Hey, look. Hey, you can't ship me out now. Pertwee's going to have spots. And you can't draft a spotty Pertwee.
Oh, this is ludicrous.
Samwell back, sir. Samwell back. Pertwee's are contagious.
Lummy, I suppose we all are.
Hard luck, chaps. I shall have to put the lot of you in quarantine, I'm afraid.
It's a pleasure, sir. It's a pleasure. You'll be in Harley Street yet, sir. A lovely bedside manor, sir. Lovely.
Oh, good grief. I'll never get you drafted now. I know I won't.
Oh, what a shame.
Now, hang on a minute, sir. I mean, who's going to be acting as the number one now?
Well, unless we get a relief, Lieutenant Commander Stanton will have to cope on his Todd.
That's a bright prospect, I must say.
Well, at least the commander won't have you to contend with, sir. I mean, because you'll be here with us. Oh, lummy.
So I shall. And believe me, I shall make full use of the time.
Help! Pertwee wants a draft! Help! Here, sir, I never went anywhere near the afflicted. Nowhere near. Only up to the light. There's not a spot in sight. Here. No, sir, don't, sir, please. I've never felt fitted in all my puff. Exercises begin. Up, down, on the feet, running on the spot. No. Knees straight, knees stretch. A fine figure of a man. I've had him before. Let me out.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the MO was Michael Bates, Uncle Ebenezer was Tenniel Evans, and Abel Seaman Johnson was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.